This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
Oh, Janie, I haven't heard that one in a long time. That's a good song. I love that tune. I feel like that's like one of those Alice essentials.
Fight song.
Take back my life song. So pretty. Pretty. Rachel Platten. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show in 1 hour. Your first chance today to win a 4-pack of Disneyland tickets.
Oh, I'm all about it.
Incredible. We've been doing this all week and we're doing it, looks like 6 times a day. 9 o'clock in the morning, 9:05. 12:05, and Janie has you 4 times on the 05s, 3:45 and 6:05 p.m. The afternoon, Alice. We'll give you a code word. You text that to our contest number, 20357, and that's it. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. But wait, there's more.
There's more?
You'll be qualified for the grand prize vacation, including 4 3-day, 1-park per day tickets. And a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. We had a lot of Disney stuff actually going on right now, too. You know, we always have a contest going on the Odyssey app. You listen to us on the Odyssey app if you do it for an hour a day. Stream the show live or the station live throughout the day. Give us an hour and we give you a daily entry. And right now it's for the Disney Destiny cruise line. So Disney. You want it. We got it. You're at the right place with Odyssey. Okay, couple deaths today that bear repeating. Gene Hackman has died. He's 95. His 63-year-old wife and their dog also dead. It's being looked into.
Give me $50.
You don't get any money. Stop asking for money.
What?
Also, Michelle Trachtenberg, why are you asking for money during the death part?
I don't know. I figured if there was ever a time.
Right. Why wouldn't I try for $50?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so please text your $50 if you would to 800-400-3697. Michelle Trachtenberg, who's very young, 39 years old, and apparently recently had a liver transplant, and as we've sort of dug into this, also maybe has some substance abuse problems. She has passed at age 39. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, she played Dawn. She's like the little sister of Buffy. And Gossip Girl, she was on.
Yeah. I have a little update on Gene Hackman.
Tell me everything. What do you know?
I've been refreshing. His daughter says that she believes that it was carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's the latest.
Well, truthfully, if there's no suspicion of foul play and they find the two people and the dog all dead, like that's, it's just, what a horrible tragedy. I mean, it really doesn't matter who it is or when or how old they are when it happens. If you die from carbon monoxide poisoning, my God, it's totally preventable. Just get your little alarm and don't just whack it and go, oh, this thing probably needs batteries when it goes off. The hell out of there. That can't be real. Come on.
Don't just whack it.
You know, I've got one plugged in my dining room. And I think, you know, like we were talking earlier, I think the Nest things, I think
the
you're
Nests
right.
The Nests are, I already looked it up. The Nests are absolutely CO.
So that's good news.
Protection.
I have to get the broom to get that thing off the ceiling, you know. There's one that I could just kick out. It's always flashing blue in the morning. So I'm like, oh, what does that mean?
Just whack it with the broom and turn it off. Is that what you do?
Just, you know, shut up. I'm trying to sleep in this room full of carbon monoxide, which if there's any room that's going to get it, it's going to be mine. I've literally closed every crack. There's heavy a set of heavy books on the heating vent because I don't want any heat in my room. Oy. Yeah, you heard me.
Poor John. It's all being pushed into his room.
No, his room is fine. There's circulation in the rest of the house. Yeah, it's my
no
room.
Poor John,
my
man. Have you seen that guy's living the life?
I know, but you know he's at risk right
now. Kidding me? He's getting a hot tub. Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait for the hot tub. Okay. I already did the thing, right? Okay. So listen, we talked much more extensively about Michelle Trachtenberg, who passed at age 39, and Gene Hackman, who passed at age 95 in the 6 o'clock hour. If you listen to the podcast, you'll get the whole our take on it. I'm sure it's available everywhere. It's all over the place. But I feel like those are such huge stories. I want to mention them.
Absolutely.
This is interesting. And I did not realize that Governor Newsom could just step in and say, listen, Judge, don't worry about it. We're going to free Eric and Lyle Menendez. It just didn't occur to me that, of course, he could, right? He's the governor. He can commute the sentence, right? I pardon you. I give you a governor's pardon. So it turns out, though, that he has asked the California Board of Parole to review the matter and to say to do a risk assessment. Like, what would the risk be to letting these guys out? Is there one? Because if there isn't, then I guess maybe next month. Remember there was a lot of kerfuffle in like December. Like they were going to get seen by the judge and they were going to get their sentence dropped or whatever it was.
Well, when Gascon was DA, he was in the process of evaluating and deciding if they could get out.
He was going to try and turn
and
that
then
around.
After the election, he lost and the new guy came in. He's like, we're starting all over on this. So.
It seems like they only hate their parents. So, I mean,
right.
Unless there are any other parents out there for these two young men.
Or any parents. They don't like parents.
Oh,
so if you are a parent.
Well, there's a lot of
you
those.
Should just maybe avoid them.
Yikes.
But that's the only risk. Anyway, Gavin Newsom has asked the parole board to conduct a, quote, risk assessment investigation and decide whether or not this is something that he... Because here's the thing. You let people out of prison and you were the one who went, yeah, just let them out.
And they go on a spree.
Right,
yeah, you're
now
in big
you're
trouble.
The guy who let them out.
Right.
Not good. Oh, that reminds me.
What? Reminds you of letting murderers free.
Murderers. The Baldwin Show.
You watched it?
I watched the first episode of The Baldwin Show. So,
you... Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, I did because you know he got off of his murder case, but he hasn't yet on the show. So they're releasing it one episode at a time. I think I found it on I want to say on Max, whatever that is.
Oh,
so
sheesh, that's what it's come to. That he's in your mind as a murderer.
Well, like, you know,
and
I was thinking you let somebody go and then murder somebody else, and you're like, oh damn it, we had him and.
Okay.
But no, I watched the Baldwin Show. I have to say that, first of all, they address everything. There's a big thing on the whether or not she should be speaking with a Spanish accent.
Does he talk about it with her? Or is it just her into the camera?
No, it's mostly her talking about that. Okay. She's talking about how she was raised in two countries and she's got a lot of relatives there. She spent all her time in Spain and she, you know, wherever. I don't know, only half listened to her. She's so mouthy. So she is
hot kettle black.
I know. Says the host of a talk show.
I'm the mouthiest of them all.
Right.
It's chaos. I mean, if you want to watch people dealing with their kids and their nine animals or however many dogs and cats they've got, this is the show for you. The biggest part of this show, because they talk about everything. They're talking about the woman who was shot and killed on the set by Alec Baldwin on the set of the movie Rust, he accidentally killed her. And so they're getting ready for this whole, he's going to have to travel to New Mexico to go be on trial for this thing. But their big thing is, it's like the end of the school year. And they all go get, so they take their 100,000 kids to this place to get summer haircuts. And then they try to fit their 7 children, their 2 nannies, and their 4 cats and 5 dogs, or whatever the count is on that, and the 2 parents into these 2 SUVs and all their luggage so that they can go to their house in the Hamptons, which is, I don't know, like a 3-hour drive. I don't know. They live in Manhattan. I don't know where, but it's nice, you know, really nice. It's like a 5-bedroom apartment, which is not enough bedrooms for people with 7 kids.
Alec Baldwin the whole time, though.
He's been
in 1,000 movies and many TV shows.
You can tell that at one time, that was a beautiful apartment. It's lovely. And he is constantly walking around like trying to clean things. Like he's just like, oh no, my beautiful apartment. Because there is just, it looks like a freaking toy store that a tidal wave went over.
The other day, my wife had told, we've been telling our oldest, stop bringing anything to the couch. You don't seem to handle it well.
Oh, like food?
Food, anything.
Right.
Gets left behind when she gets up and leaves. All the stuff. Just stop it. Nothing on the couch.
Right.
And then she apparently was trying to fix something with Gorilla Glue.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
And got a big snot. Just a schmeg sized.
Oh my goodness! Gracious.
On the armchair of the, so not even you, there's no turn the cushion over. It's the arm.
Yeah, reupholstery is your only option.
Just Gorilla Glue. And the missus is like, and left the glue there.
Oh,
like the
frozen
bottle
in place.
So, no, but just like right next to it. Like
here's what it is.
Yeah, there's no mistaking.
Right.
Who did this and how it got here and what it is.
Mm.
And just one of those moments like, okay, there goes the couch. And of course, Isla's like, I'm really sorry. The end. There's nothing else you can
do. What are you going to do, right? Yeah. Cut off her hand? That's what I was going
to
do.
You glue her to the couch
for a
little
bit. No, you just have a ruined couch. Like, right. That's what kids in
you
your,
that's
your
when you
wonderful
start saying,
home are.
We can't have nice things.
We
that's
can't.
Where that comes from. There it is. Pets, kids, you can't have nice things. And if you do have nice things, you need to lock them in a room that they, it's why in the olden days, when the couch showed up at your house with the plastic cover on it, your parents never took it off. And actually, my parents would have like, we weren't like some places, but if she had cleaned and everything was all set or whatever, she would like put things in the way of getting, you couldn't go into the living room.
Mm.
You had to go around because there was a way to go through the living room to get to the back hall with the bedrooms and stuff. But no, you had to go like through the kitchen to do it because she's like, nobody goes in here. It's clean and it's ready. And it has bad 70s wallpaper and one of those big TVs with no remote. It was the 60s, kids. Back in the 1900s. Anyway, how did we get here? Governor Newsom. Oh, because of the Baldwin show. That I did watch the whole thing. I watched the one thing. It is not a show I will continue to watch. It was the most stressful thing I've ever seen on television. That house is out of control. He looks so tired.
He does. He's got his bags have bags.
Yeah. He's a double bagger.
And I say that as a person who doesn't sleep great.
Mm.
But, I mean, I see him and just think, oh, God.
Yeah. So I did watch it, you know, for you. So you're welcome.
And by the way, you can stream. It's on TLC and you can stream it on Hulu.
Oh, well, I watched it on Max, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, clearly, it's all over the place.
She uses Max.
It's Hulu Plus, so.
But never stops being mad at Max. I got it.
Well, it's so stupid. Like, why? How do you be HBO for 50 years or whatever it is, and then suddenly you're like, we're going to just take a generic, stupid word, and we're going to call ourselves that and give up the thing we've been hanging our hat on, home box office. Like, what are you doing?
I'm sure some.
Say an HBO Go.
Some corpo overlord did the research.
What do you think
said,
it cost them? What do you think it cost?
Oh, I'm sure they spent hundreds of that. Some guy lost his job so they could do the research to say,
right. People, we should change the name.
People will confuse it if you have the same name. They won't understand. You got to have a second other name in order for people to understand.
I just don't get it. It's so dumb.
Sorry about that, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
Dave lost his job in order for them to be able to afford the research study that gave them the idea that they need two names.
Thanks for clarifying.
Okay, this is just a weird Kardashian story. I mean, it's not the first time a 15-year-old's knocked somebody up. I don't know if this is true, but the internet is going crazy that Kourtney Kardashian's 15-year-old son, Mason, has a 1-year-old child. His name is Mason Disick. You may recall that she's got 3 kids with
Kourtney Kardashian.
Kourtney Kardashian.
Okay.
Not Khloe.
No, I get confused.
Not Kim.
Even if I was thinking Kim.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Kourtney Kardashian's 15-year-old son, Scott Disick.
Mason Disick.
Yeah. Right.
Listen, this is all speculation. However, the family has not come out and gone, no. They're being very quiet about it. Sometimes no comment is a comment, but also they might just be like, that's ridiculous. We're not even going to acknowledge that.
But what you're saying is the girl had it.
If it happened, the rumor is that there is a 1-year-old daughter out there.
Okay.
They are saying her name is Piper.
That's a cute name.
Really cute name. They are saying it's somebody that he went to high school with. There are, let's see, alleged screenshots from a private Instagram account purportedly belonging to Mason suggested that he has a 1-year-old daughter named Piper with a former classmate. The posts, which were originally shared on a Kardashian-focused subreddit before then being deleted. And I'm not seeing any of the posts, which is weird because it's hard to get things off the internet. But there are, you know, the internet sleuths are at it again, Vin. You should see, it's always those ones like, you know, on TikTok, like one of the things I always see on TikTok, whenever I click somebody's stupid link and then I'm on there, is there's some video or some photo and then there's a person somehow superimposed on top of it, ranting and raving, you know, telling you the story of the work that they've done to internet sleuth this thing out with their words being, you know, you don't even have to have the volume on because you can see what they're saying, but they're all their stupid subtitles they're giving themselves. So I don't know. I don't know what will happen with this. I don't know if it matters. He wouldn't be the first 14-year-old, I guess, to have knocked somebody up.
I tried to hump at 14. No one would. But I did hump at 15.
Yeah, you weren't a Kardashian.
I wore a condom.
Yeah.
And we did not get pregnant.
Right.
But there was a little scare.
Was there?
She said she was late and I was freaking out. And then it turned out not to be true.
Mm.
Which I don't really even remember the reason for that. But anyway.
You want to see a picture of this kid?
Mason or the baby?
Mason. This is him now. He's like a 15-year-old. So she's pretty short. I think Courtney's like 5 feet tall, right? Isn't she the shortest?
Is this the girlfriend?
No, I think that's like the younger daughter.
Oh.
That's another. The Disick kids are not the best looking kids. I know that's
you
a mean thing.
You think that's a good looking kid?
Not really.
Kourtney is 5 foot tall exactly.
Oh, there you go. Anyway, she may or may not be a grandmother.
Kris
Kardashian may or may not be a great grandmother.
I've been really surprised as I've gotten to know neighborhood kids and people around, and they don't seem to be as active as my group of friends were. And I think that's a good thing.
Well, they don't leave the house, that's for sure.
I think that's a really good thing, but it's not surprising that someone at 15 had done it. I certainly was, and was so joyful. Like, really loved it. Maybe I shouldn't say that. I didn't at all.
Listen,
don't do it, kids.
Those are the ages. Like, kids are curious. I think that... Weirdly, I almost think that social media and stuff has like killed off the physical social interaction thing. Like when you're a human with another human, like, you know, you can say all kinds of stuff on your Instagram, but then you can't even look at each other when you're in the same room together. Like maybe that's why it's happening less. I don't know.
I remember right after the girl's name was Michelle. And I remember being like, that's the best thing that ever happened to me. That was so fun. I can't wait to do that again. You know, humping.
Mm.
I loved it.
Mm-hmm. That was you, not the, I thought you were saying that was the girl.
No, that was me. No, saying, she was like, would you get out of here? Yeah.
It's hard for girls too, because like when you finally, like someone's usually putting some pressure on you and reassuring you, yeah, like, don't worry, it's going to be great. I love you, you know, blah, 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 whatever. You finally go, all right, I'll do it. And then, then it's all they want to do. There's no
yes.
more
yes.
like,
yes, that
no
is all we want to do.
Make it. I'm like, wait a minute, what about our 2-hour makeout sessions? That,
right
that's
now.
What I was into. I wasn't into this other thing that you wanted to do so bad.
She was into it.
We tolerated the makeup sessions to get to
right.
the good stuff.
Yeah. I believe they said, you know, I think it was like a thing on Friends where like a comedian opens for you two or something. I can't remember what it was, but it was like, what? Bring back the comedian, like the kiss. Bring back the kiss, you know. It's the kiss, it's the opening thing, but the girl just wants the opening thing because she thought it was great. I don't know. I cares. Anyway, back to this Kardashian. They just
I'm sure you butchered that.
I did. I did butcher it.
Bring the comedian back on yeah. and open up the show.
No, it's just bring back the comedian. And they missed the comedian.
Anyway, I wanted to do all the stuff. I wasn't trying to get just past the kiss, but I definitely was like, can we?
But now, then, as soon as you're getting past the kiss, though, now the girl's like, oh, so this is the thing we do all the time every time yeah. we see each other.
She definitely, the quote is, I've created a monster. And I was like, well, why wouldn't I want to do that again? I told you it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Yeah.
Well, gonna make you work for it. So there was this, I don't know, this burner account where he may or may not have said that he had this is Mason Kardashian. He's not. He's Mason Disick, son of Scott Disick and Kourtney Kardashian, who may or may not have a 1-year-old daughter, and he's a 15-year-old now, which would make him more like 13. And I guess there was some kind of Q&A session that was done on the account. And the person who maybe is Mason and maybe wasn't reportedly responded affirmatively saying, yes, I do have a child. And he also supposedly said that the situation was being forced upon him, calling the child a failed protection. So
a failed protection, like the
as
condom
in the
broke.
Condom broke or
well, you know,
something. I don't know.
I think the greatest scenario the best thing that's, how do I word this? They've got the money. So they can at least, they don't have to be, you know, there are people who would, this would happen to where they would have to quit high school and find themselves figuring out how to afford this situation. Mm. And at least in this case, they don't have that problem. It's all going to be okay.
Yes. Money can
for
fix
everyone
a lot
involved.
Of things.
Yes. Right.
Okay. That's all I have time for, Vinny. What do you got coming up?
Chicken McNuggets after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
I'd want to be next to you. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice, morning show. Listen live, win contests, and get our show a full podcast all at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by A Trip for Four on the Disney Destiny Cruise Line. All this week, we're giving you a chance to win a trip for four on the Disney Destiny Cruise. All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour each day.
Free.
Give me your $50.
That's weird.
That's not part of this, though.
It's not.
I'll take 1,000.
Log in.
Okay. Asking you shall receive.
Boy, this subliminal thing's getting out of hand. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour each day to get your daily entry and enter $1,000. Gosh. To get your chance to win a trip for four, including hotel and air to set sail on a cruise on the Disney Destiny.
You can afford it.
You're going to love it.
Just send it.
Just stop.
Some clouds today and highs in the 70s, depending on where you're at.
All right.
Low, mid, something like that.
It's very nice.
Okay.
Rain coming.
We're going to begin, and there is some rain in the forecast. Let me just mention this real quick. I know my guy, Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area.
Yeah.
He's always on this stuff. And I always think of him when I see it. A rare parade of all 7 planets will move across the night sky this week.
Oh.
This phenomenon known as the Planet Parade will feature Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. All present at the same time along a line in the night sky this Friday.
Incredible. Is this a very rare event, Vinny?
Sky gazers across the U.S. will have this chance again this Friday night. As all of the planets in our solar system will appear in the evening sky in one straight line. Straight-ish, anyway.
Incredible.
Is it rare? No, they say this happens.
Mm.
But it's known as the Planet Parade.
If you are like, well, how would I ever know that? Get the Night Sky app. There's a free version of it, and you point it anywhere, and it if it's the middle of the night, you can find out where the sun is by just moving, pointing it down through the Earth to wherever the sun is. It's really cool. It tells you it'll see satellites going by. It's like, oh, this is satellite number XRK-7211. Oh, there's the ISS. There's the International Space Station. It's fascinating.
I will keep an eye on Scott Budman's page, at Scott Budman, the newsman from NBC News Bay Area.
Yes.
He usually takes photos of this stuff. He has means. He has a telescope and some.
Have you ever seen the rings of Saturn? Like, have you ever gone to like an observatory or to a... high-powered telescope.
I went to Mount Palomar here in California on a school trip. And I came away from that with space fever.
Oh.
And I even had, I don't remember how the order by which these things happened. I was a little kid, but I asked to have that mural, the wallpaper you could buy. It's a shot from the moon of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I got that put on my wall. I had It was the
that was such a 70s, awesome 70s thing. Like people would have like a forest.
We had that behind our couch in the living room, the forest with the lake.
Funny.
And I had
the forest. I think my grandma had the forest.
Mm-hmm. And I had the moonscape photo with earth and.
So cool.
I loved it. And you certainly, as a young person, you catch that from the people, the astronomers that are so enthusiastic about it. And
the Neil deGrasse Tysons of the world.
Whatever. They're just into it. And I remember leaving with a poster of the, you know, here's your little universe. And it's neat.
That was back when Pluto was, they counted Pluto.
Yeah, now it's a dwarf planet. Well, they don't hate it. It's just a dwarf planet.
So what am I then?
You're a dwarf planet guy.
Just a big nothing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not nothing. You're just a dwarf planet. Mm-hmm. By the way.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention this first, but I got carried away with my space story.
Okay.
This is a couple texts that came in. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Well done.
Let's see here. It's from 530. Monica. What you guys don't understand is, for us, kissing is as important as any part of it. Rachel. Everything you need to know is in that first kiss. Chandler. Yeah, I think for us, kissing is pretty much like an opening act, you know? I mean, it's like the stand-up comedian you have to sit through before Pink Floyd comes out.
That was great. I felt like I was watching the show.
I was watching the show, Vinny. Like, your impersonations of all those people, so nuanced. And, wow. You know, each one with a different timbre to the voice.
Nice job.
Really good. It goes on, right? I mean, there's more to that script because the girls are like, yeah, bring back the comedian.
Well, yes, but that part isn't funny or worth even telling.
Because you're a boy.
They're wrong.
Right.
They don't understand. Right.
The girls are like, nah, more comedian. The kissing is as important. That's
I
really
like
fun.
To kiss. I'm all about it.
Yeah. But you're not going to stop at that, though.
What's
you're
that?
Boy, but you're not going to stop
at
that.
Well, no. I mean, come on.
Girl could just lay around making out. I mean, I used to... Right until I wasn't a virgin anymore, I was like, oh, yeah, make out. Let's do it for 3 hours. It'd be great.
Yeah, but eventually you really got the hang of that other thing.
Mm. I feel like you have to. You're like, oh, that's all guys want.
That's why you did it?
Yeah. Who knows? I'm sure there were different reasons every time. Like, yeah, I feel like it. Yeah. I'm angry. You know, whatever. Whatever my reason
I'm
was.
Angry.
I'm hungry.
You went on a run through through New England.
Yeah,
and
I was having fun. It was good. But I have to say that, like, sex with somebody that you're not really with is never as good as sex with someone that you are really with. Because it's hard to really get where you need to go with a one night stand or a first time. It's too much else involved. You need to be able to relax and concentrate.
Yeah, like the 10th time's maybe the best time.
Right, that's when it starts getting good.
Like, then you start to...
Yeah, like I know
really
how this
know
works.
What
I know
she's
you
into,
like, right.
And where do I go, and my nose goes on this side, and all the stuff.
Yeah.
Well, when you got a big one, you got to figure
nose placement is
never thought of nose
important.
Placement. Yeah, there you go.
Well, you don't have a giant nose. Oh, you don't have to worry about that.
Gotcha.
Could kill somebody
with
this
thing. You don't have a small nose. Yeah, his is very stabby. He's a very stabby looking nose.
What?
Like, it'll get you.
I already admitted that. You don't have to pile on.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I'm trying to back you up. I'm giving you, like,
I don't want backup.
This is an assist.
Just called him stabby face.
Sheesh.
No, just
stabby
pokey,
face
like
over
pokey
here.
Right
moving
there.
On.
Oh, all
pokey
right.
Nose.
You must.
What do you got, pokey nose?
Five things you might secretly be judged for in a job interview.
Okay.
Hiring managers listed some special tests they use to secretly judge people in job interviews. For example, and here are some of them.
All right.
The water test.
Oh.
It's apparently a pretty common one. They offer you water saying yes makes you seem confident. Drinking too much of that water too fast makes you look nervous.
And thirsty, obviously.
So say yes to water, but just sip it. Be cool.
So the correct answer to would you like some water is yes.
Yes. And then don't chug it because has anybody else feel like
it's just, I'm so nervous. I get dry mouth and I'm nervous. And
I'm not. No, hiring manager tricks. Okay. Trying to catch you in a lie, like pretending to know a non-existent person at one of your old jobs. They say, oh, you work there? Do you know Zeke? If you pretend you do.
Not awesome.
You're caught in a lie.
Yeah.
Seeing if you're a team player, a manager at a restaurant said they like to leave a broom on the floor to see if the person picks it up when they walk by. If they just step over it,
they're
not getting hired. I can see that going both ways, though. Like, you don't work there.
Right.
I don't work here.
Yeah, and I don't, is this here for a reason? Like,
you want to be mad at somebody. Frank over there is picking his nose, and this broom is his responsibility.
Maybe you could just, like, point it out and go, there's a broom laying there. You must have really crappy employees. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't they pick up after themselves?
I would never. My neck. Yeah. God.
I'm going to get a job here. I'm going to sue your ass.
Asking questions that don't have a correct answer. Hiring managers at Google used to do this a lot.
Oh.
One question they'd asked was, how many golf balls would fit in a school bus? In order to answer that, you'd need to know the exact size of the bus. Are the chairs all in there? And, you know, what golf balls?
Well, can I
how
ask
many?
Those questions? I mean,
and
I might
And then
be
you'd
to...
have to do a lot of math. So the real reason they asked was to see if people would toss out a number or think it through, or explain, there's no right answer, and here's why.
No.
You would need to have a lot more information to get anywhere near an answer.
I mean, I have questions, so many questions, right?
And then they also say, they often will go to the receptionist or the admin or the person at the front desk that greets you and say, how did they treat you?
Oh, interesting.
So be very careful how you treat the people in the office where you go for your interview, because you could ruin your chances before you ever speak to anyone, because the lady or person or man at the front desk would go, that guy was a jerk.
So the takeaway from this whole story is that as freaked out as you are about this very important job interview that you have today, be more freaked out, because they are secretly testing you and effing with you at every turn.
Well, now you know what to do. You got it. Okay. By the way, I mentioned this to you before, and now I have a little more information. Amazon had announced a big Alexa upgrade. Big
the kitchen lady upgrade.
Called Alexa Plus.
Oh, hello.
That's supposed to... Oh, I did it again.
It's okay.
It's all right.
He just reads it right off the page. It's like... What's wrong with him? He doesn't even use his brain.
What's wrong with saying Alexa?
Yeah. Wait.
What? You know, isn't there an Alexa in Severance? Isn't someone's name? It's the girl. It's the chick he's dating. She was the doula, the black chick. Isn't her name Alexa?
I don't know.
I think it is, because my Alexa keeps yapping. I think so. She's yapping during the show a lot. I don't know how to help you with that. I'm like, no one's asking you, bitch.
Amazon announced they're rolling out the new version of You Know What Plus to a handful of users next month.
Oh.
As in March.
Oh, so it's not here.
It's not here yet. I know.
Man,
that's
dumb as ever.
I know.
By the way, Alexa from Severance is played by Nikki James.
Oh. So that is the girl's name?
That is the girl's name.
Yeah. Which is an odd name to pick these days.
Yeah,
You got to stay away from that one.
Anyway, it's gonna roll out to a handful of users in March. Then everyone else over the next few months will be getting it. This thing plus is what it will be known as.
And no upgrade necessary. They're going to just sort of push it.
Uh-huh. And they say it's supposed to be more like an actual assistant.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be perfect.
They say that she can do things like make dinner reservations, order groceries, book an Uber, text people, buy stuff from Amazon, and snag concert tickets when they hit Ticketmaster. Well, that's going to be a trick. That'd be amazing.
I could see using that for the Uber. Like, that'd be great. And then tell you, your Uber's here. I'd like that.
And then I can be mad at
dinner reservations. Fantastic.
When I end up with tickets to the practice shows.
That really is unfortunate that happened to you.
Yeah, it is.
The price of 10 times what everybody else paid.
Yeah. It is. She can also browse the internet.
He just didn't know how to, but he just took.
You went to the
practice link.
Hamiltons?
No.
Yes.
He didn't.
I did.
He went to, you know, the pre.
And I spent a fortune on those tickets,
it's
too,
those,
by the
it's
way.
It's the ones leading up to opening night where all the critics go so they can review it. Those are like the best performances.
Did you guys know this? I didn't know this until we were talking about it one time recently, that the original Pre-game. Wicked show debuted here. In San Francisco.
I didn't. I did see it here, though.
And then it went. Then it went to Broadway.
Oh, like they worked it out here.
I guess.
And then took it to Broadway.
Yep. So if you saw the early shows.
I didn't. I saw it later.
I saw it here. I saw it when.
I definitely saw it here, but I didn't see it with like Idina Menzel.
She was on her show way back, though. What was she there for? Was it Rent?
I Rent.
Okay. I saw Rent, too, which was great. Anyway. This upgrade is going to, you're going to love it.
Okay. I look forward to it because that chick is so helpful. I will say you get used to things that you've set up really, like John has a whole bunch of smart power turn-ons and offs. Like almost any room in my house I can walk into and say, you know, yo, you lady, turn on the workshop or turn on the kitchen or turn on mom's reading light or turn on, you know, dad's TV light, whatever. Stupid things. They all have their own names. Or just turn the whole room on. And you get used to that really fast. Like you start walking into rooms and you're like, oh, I don't even know how to turn lights on anymore because this room's not wired for me to tell it.
Listen to this. 408 has written in. In my last interview, the COO of the company came and sat in the waiting area and picked up a magazine to read. I was talking to the receptionist most of the time. He got up, left after about 5 minutes, like he got called, and then he was the one interviewing me.
Oh,
I got the job.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty tricky.
That's smart. I mean,
it is kind of smart. They bring you back from multiple interviews. Like, I bet it gets trickier and trickier. They're looking for reasons to be like, nah, not that guy.
I had an employer ask. Pardon me. I had an employer ask, how many elephants fit in a swimming pool?
How big's the pool?
There's really no answer. They just want to see your critical thinking and how frustrated you get, or if you stay calm under pressure.
Or you laugh and go, you're so stupid. Why would you ask that?
What a dumb question, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, are they whole elephants? Are they butchered?
Do I get to cut them out? Are they going through a meat grinder and we're just going to like pile elephant meat in there? Like, how's it going to work? What exactly are you asking me?
415 says, if you stop with the comedian, the band ends up really painful.
Oh.
You know what they mean.
I do. Yeah, sure.
You got to see the whole show.
Become Blue Oyster.
Yeah.
Cult. Balls.
Someone is saying it's more rare than Vinny led you to believe. It's pretty rare. Next time won't be until 2040. Yeah, you know what? I hear that all the time. This blood moon will never be seen again. And then next week there's a blood moon.
Yeah,
it's
this
pile of horses. NASA's always selling the sky to us.
Yeah.
Every time you turn around, NASA with its big announce.
How long, like, is it many days in a row or is it just the one?
You mean the planet parade?
This planet parade. Because usually, you know, things move pretty slowly. Even though they're moving really fast, they're also moving pretty slowly.
Hey, texters, tell us, how long will the planet parade be in the sky?
Yeah. Because there was one earlier this year, too. There was one time you and I were talking about it where you could see, like, Venus, Mars, and Mercury all in a row or something. Right over the horizon.
Uranus here.
Oh, hey, Uranus.
Please look up as I pass through the sky this weekend. Uranus texted in.
Thanks, Uranus.
What else does Uranus
have to say? Yeah. Does Uranus talk much?
Stay away from me.
Mine doesn't, but apparently yours does. Mm. It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
First off, tickets to Disneyland, then probably other things.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.